there, I'm Bill Ingram, and this is Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. On today's show, we'll learn about a great idea that a 12-year-old girl had in 1965 for Major League Baseball. We still enjoy that idea today at just about all of the Major League parks. It got off to a slow start this year, but it's finally crawfish season in Texas. And after Jesus fed the 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread, his disciples saw him walk on water. That's all coming up on today's Welcome to Texas. Hope on Demand is a brand new mobile app where you can see videos, listen to podcasts, read blogs and articles to help you grow in your faith. Download the mobile app now on iOS and Android. Just search for Hope on Demand. His disciples had just witnessed a miracle with Jesus feeding 5,000 people with just two fish and five loaves of bread. Now he sent them on ahead, and he said he would catch up with them later. This is from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him on the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said. They cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and it started to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." How often do we do this? We sell Jesus short, not believing he could do that or any of the other miracles that we've read about in the Bible. Jesus has no limits. Although we know this, we still try to put limits on him. The next time you feel the Lord speak to you, don't doubt whether or not you're capable, because with God, anything is possible. If God is for you, who could be against you? Hope on Demand has a brand new podcast called The Art of Friendship. It's hosted by my friend and author, Kim Weir. It's all about creating and keeping relationships that matter. Look for it now wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for The Art of Friendship. Well, crawfish season got off to a shaky start this year. When the season began in January, crawfish were small and scrawny, not to mention scarce. A month later, they were about the same. Usually by the end of February, though, they are big and plump. Not this year. The crawfish are slowly improving, but it's been a very slow improvement. Therefore, the experts are saying that we will pay more than ever for crawfish this season. So much for the economy getting better, right? Thanks to crawfish farming in southeast Texas and Louisiana, it's crawfish season from January to August. The crawfish are boiled with some Cajun spices and usually include corn on the cob, andouille sausage, and red potatoes, which soak up all that delicious flavor. Some people, like my family, has been known to toss in some cheese ravioli and mushrooms into the pot of boiled crustaceans as well. As you might wonder, where do you get a taste of these delicious mud bugs? Well, there are many places in the Houston area. A couple of my favorites, Boyd's One Stop in Texas City, is one place. They have live crawfish and boiled crawfish. And the Crawfish Shack in Crosby is also a local favorite stop. There are many go-to places for the mud bugs here in the Houston area, and you really don't have to look that hard to find them. I'll post some of the very favorites on my Facebook fan page if you want to check it out there. On Demand has a podcast called Anything But Quiet Time. It's hosted by my good friends Rochelle and Carter. Each week, they have fun and insightful conversation about what they're learning in their quiet time. You can download it now wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for Anything But Quiet Time. When the Astrodome opened on April 9, 1965, to say it was a big deal would be a vast understatement. The very first game in the world played indoors, and it featured the newly named Houston Astros in an exhibition game against the New York Yankees inside the eighth wonder of the world. At the game that night was a young girl that would give Major League Baseball a great idea. 12-year-old Pam Soper was at her first Major League game with her dad. She was frustrated, though, because she imagined that if all the fans would clap their hands together, that would create some excitement. She told her dad about her idea, and he told her to send a letter to the Astrodome. She did, but she never heard back, or so she thought. The next game she went to, she was excited to see the clapping hands on the scoreboard. And 57 years later, she received some boxes of papers from her mother. In one of the boxes, along with some other stuff, was a letter from the Houston Astros thanking her for her idea. The letter was signed by Bill Giles, who later became the owner of the Philadelphia Phillies and is now the honorary president of the National League. Technology was primitive back then, but they figured out a way to make it work. The clapping hands became part of the personality of that beautiful scoreboard we had in the dome. Today you can see the clapping hands on just about every scoreboard in Major League Baseball. Pam Soper's idea of the clapping hands was heard and taken to heart by the Astros. It just goes to show you that you are never too young to make a difference. Well, it's time for me to grab my Astros cap and hit the trail. I'm Bill Ingram, and this has been Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll join me again for Welcome to Texas.